Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to this holiest week of the year, Holy Week. Holy means set apart. It's different. It's not the ordinary. It's a week set apart in a particular way for God. It is a holy week. It is a week in which God revealed to each of us the love that he has for us, that he would die upon the cross for you and for me. We walk these last days before his crucifixion and his crucifixion in this week. It's a time, brothers and sisters, really, I urge you, please, find at least 15 minutes a day, apart from prayer, 15 minutes a day, to thank Jesus for what he has done for you. You have the hope of eternal life because of what he did for you. Thank him. Thank him daily. Thank him hourly for what he has given you. Pope Emeritus Benedict said this: "There is only one anointing that is strong enough to meet death, and that is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the love of God. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is the love of the Son for the Father and the Father for the Son. That love dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is love. But we have a free will. So you can say, I want that love. I want to live in that love. I want my life conformed to that love. And your prayer will be heard. Or you can give lip service this week and not really enter in, not really give your life to God. I urge you to seriously look at this today, right now, wherever you are. The love of God dwells in me by the sacrament of baptism and its gifts in confirmation. The Holy Spirit, the love between the Father and the Son, dwells in me. Do I give the Holy Spirit room to inspire me, to lead me, to call me on? What he wants is you to have union with God for all eternity. He wants the very best for you. He wants for you what the world, even the people you love best, cannot give you. He wants you to have the love of God in him. He wants you to know it, to be in you. Oh, brothers and sisters, God's love is lavish. It's extraordinary. It's infinite. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your mind. Open your spirit. Open your whole self that he may enter in and make his dwelling in you. First reading is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 7. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break. A bruised reed is worth nothing in a certain sense, but a bruised reed he shall not break. And a smoldering wick he shall not quench. He gives life even if it seems that we're at the end of our rope in one way or another. Until he establishes justice on the earth, the coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you. I set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. This is what Jesus came to give us, and because we live in him and with him as baptized sons and daughters of God, we share in this. We share in this, that I can bring God's light and God's truth to the nations. I might do it in my own sphere, but it spreads like ripples. I don't have to go out across the world. I've had the opportunity to go to many parts of the world. Perhaps you haven't, perhaps you haven't, but even if you haven't, the Holy Spirit through you can send out right in your area what you do for others, the care you give others, the kindness, the forgiveness that you extend to others, your willingness to follow the Lord in every way you know how and repenting when you fail, that has a ripple effect across the world, brothers and sisters. We can't see it. We think nobody knows me. Nobody cares. What importance am I? You are of infinite importance to God, and He wishes to use you. Particularly in this week, thank Him for the gifts He's given you. Ask Him to teach you how to use those gifts. Because to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness, that's the call for all of us, brothers and sisters. That's what Jesus is doing for us. May we cooperate with Him. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes, my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Do you believe that? You will. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord. Stand firm, brothers and sisters. Cry out to God. Repent of your sin. Thank Him for His goodness. Offer yourself to be used by Him. Tell Him you want to be His disciple. You want to be more and more His son or His daughter. Speak to Him as you would speak to another person. Gospel of John, chapter 12. Verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. And then Judas, the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? Sounds good, doesn't it?" But nothing comes before our adoration of God Himself. Nothing. That adoration then leads to reaching out. But we have to give to God what is God's first. Then Judas the Iscariot, and one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him. Notice his focus is not on God and not on loving God, but on how much money he can make. Even though he's giving it to the poor, he's keeping some of it for himself. See, there's self so much in that, like there is in all of us. Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? And he said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And he held the money bag and he used to steal the contributions. We can get caught up in money, brothers and sisters, and it can take us away from Him. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial." She would anoint His body when He died. Not necessarily her, but the oil would be used. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. He knew he was close to death. The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. Do you see? Instead of rejoicing that people are turning to Jesus, we want to kill. We want to destroy. That work of the enemy, that desire of the enemy at times is in each one of us. In each one of us. Father Donald Hegarty, who writes often in Magnificat magazine, I just want to share with you a portion of a meditation. He's referring particularly to Mary. That's not the Blessed Mother, but Mary, who was the sister of Martha. Poverty will be perceived as a gift and not simply a sacrifice, greater indeed than any possession, only after the pouring out. We can see this truth in Mary of Bethany bestowing all her precious ointment on Jesus seated at the table. And again, she is certainly complete in her gesture, holding back nothing, a sign always of great love. It is not a part of the jar she shares, but she breaks it open entirely. She shatters it in order to pour out all her perfume upon Jesus. Nothing is held back. No drop is kept in reserve. You can make the analogy to yourself. Are you willing to give your life fully, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your age? Are you willing to give your God this Holy Week complete authority over you? Are you willing to give up being first? The house is filled with the fragrance because the perfume is no longer hers. It has ceased any longer to belong to her as a personal possession. The excess of this gesture, its extravagance, expresses the essential truth about love. Neither love, nor the perfume in this case, can remain enclosed in a container protected and saved. Instead, it must be all thrown away in the hour of love, wasted imprudently, without a thought for tomorrow, poured out in its entirety. What about your life and mine? What about that? Is it poured out? Is it honestly poured out? Is my life given? So much of anger and jealousy and arrogance, all of which stem from pride, can cause us to withhold. So many sins can cause us to withhold ourselves, to withhold at least a part of ourselves from God. Well, I do this and I do that and I do the other thing. You don't expect me to do more, do you? But just as Christ gave himself fully for us, by his Holy Spirit dwelling within us, love itself, he calls us to give ourselves to him. Just participating in the sacraments doesn't do that. It's what's going on in your heart. Are you cooperating with the grace? Are you yielding yourself to him? Are you opening your heart to receive from him what he chooses to give you? Are you really his daughter? Are you honestly his son? Would he recognize you in a crowd, so to speak? Would he acknowledge you in a crowd? No matter how many mistakes we make, no matter how many times we fall, if we get up and seek his forgiveness, it's granted immediately. Brothers and sisters, let us become in this Holy Week, let us become more and more true disciples of Jesus Christ. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.